story that that came in last night. Summer season, weather good, lots of people out enjoying themselves, maybe getting a bit silly. Yesterday, Portrush police, they stopped a car in Port Stewart after the occupants were seen soaking pedestrians and other drivers with a water pistol. The Ulster Unionist MLA, Sandra Overend, was on the receiving end. Morning to you, Sandra.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. What happened?
Well, I never thought a thing of it at the time, of course, nor did I ring the police about the situation. I was just sitting in the queue going through Port Stewart. I was sitting still and the window was down slightly, so only got a little bit wet. The children in the back got a little bit wet too, but it was just an excuse to wash the flies off the front windscreen.
So here's the top line to this story, right? But before we go on, the police have reported someone to the PPS for shooting a water pistol.
Really? There you go. Well, it could cause a danger to people as they're driving along, getting a sudden squirt in the face. It is a danger. So, you know, I would suggest that, you know, if these young people were creating a danger, then it was right that the police talked to them.
Haven't young people been firing water pistols for years?
I'm sure they have. Stephen, I'm sure you've been squirting them just like I've been squirting them when I was young too.
So you think this is reasonable?
Well, if someone is causing a danger to drivers, then I think it is reasonable, yeah.
All right, well, look, we'll get your reaction today. 08459 555 678. The text 81771. The email Nolan at bbc.co.uk at Stephen Nolan on Twitter. Sandra, thank you very much indeed. Here's the police statement. Officers in Port Stewart have reported a 22-year-old male to the Public Prosecution Service on suspicion of disorderly behaviour after an incident which occurred at 9:15 on the evening of Sunday 21st of July in the promenade at Port Stewart. Back to Uri Keller. This is what you're calling us about. Here's Pauline. Morning, Pauline.
Hi, Noel. Hi, Stephen, I mean.
Hello there. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. Yes, I drew a house with a little path up the side.
You drew a house?
Yes, I did. So, I didn't believe it when you said that.
Well, that's what's going on. So when you then discover that he drew a house too, what's in your head?
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. You know, I was like you yourself, skeptic. I mean, there's no way. You know what I mean? And there were so many other thoughts going through my head to think, okay, no, I'll draw a boat or I'll do this or I'll do that. But then I just kept drawing a house, you know?
You see, I went to draw on the bit of paper. I went to draw a radio. And so I drew the rectangle. I didn't really know how to draw a radio. So I made it into a house. And that's how close he was to getting it wrong. But he got it right.
That's the way I was thinking, you know, there's so many other things I wanted to draw, but for some reason I just drew a house.
So do you believe in telepathic powers?
I do now. And I was thinking, I'm just sitting beside my fiancé and I said to him, I'm going to start getting close to you and send things to you now.
Tell me this, what do you think about this water pistol story?
Oh, I didn't hear this now. What's that?
This was the police have reported someone to the Public Prosecution Service for firing a water pistol. In fact, Norman and Bangor wants to talk about this. Morning, Norman.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, when I was young, we used to have water pistol fight. We used to shoot them out of a car at people. It was all a bit of fun. In fact, we even made balloons full of water and dropped them from a bridge down on people. The police nothing better to do than run after young ones having a bit of fun. People need to lighten up in this country. Any time people want to have a bit of fun, they want the police to persecute them.
Well, it could be dangerous, couldn't it? And when you say a young person, this wasn't a kid, this was a 22-year-old man.
Yeah, it's having a bit of fun, Stephen. Come on, I'm sure you've had a water pistol fired at you walking along the street or somebody passing in a car.
Well, you could argue he was distracted another road user, couldn't you? Or anybody, let's not talk about this specific case, anybody firing a water pistol at someone else, they're distracting them.
Stephen, people need to lighten up. Come on, people need to have a laugh and a smile on their face.
Don't think Bertie agrees with you. Morning, Bertie.
Good morning, Stephen.
Think the police got this right?
I think the police, it was right, it was reported to the police. Tell you why, you'd be walking along, even a pedestrian, walking along dressed in a good suit or a good dress on, and I get squirted with this. And, or another thing, someone could...
It's water, Bertie. It's a water pistol.
We're told it's water, but sure they can load these things up with that.
Yes, but it was water. It's a water pistol.
Well, we know it's a water pistol.
So you're going to get done these days for firing a water pistol?
And look, it's not always water is fired out of a water pistol.
Even you see, Bertie, if I go, he can't have fun either. If somebody shoots a water pistol at him, he wants the police to go after him and hurt the police have enough to do while he's running after.
You sound like a barrel of laughs every day, Norman, yourself, right enough. Someone's saying here that maybe the police should arrest themselves for using water cannon.